Hello everyone, welcome to episode 1, VR, of the Gaming Vibes podcast. The episode will start in just a moment, so yeah, I hope you have a nice day. Hello everyone, it is me. Today we're going to be talking about VR games. There is a lot of VR games and a lot of VR headsets out there, and a lot of people should have them at this point, but there's also a lot of people that don't have them. But in my eyes, if you have, like $300, $400 just laying around, get an Oculus Quest 2. You will not regret it. And there's just a bunch of free games that are still really good on there. Like, not even all the, free games are that bad. Like, a lot of them are pretty good. Like, Gorilla Tag VR, you can play with the App Lab, is great. In Gorilla Tag VR, you're a gorilla with no legs. So, you can only move around with your arms. Which, you can already think of all the wacky situations you will get into just like this. But, why it's called Gorilla Tag and not just Gorilla Movement or whatever, is there's two game modes. Infection and Tag. Infection, one person starts as a lava monkey or magma monkey, whichever one you want to say. Most people call it lava monkey though. So one person starts as the lava monkey and they run around the map trying to tag other monkeys that are not lava monkeys yet. And when they tag them, they're also a lava monkey. If you don't know what infection is, that's what it is. When you tag someone, they're also the zombie, or in this case, magma monkey, lava monkey. And then tag is tag. One thing I like about tag is that the tag monkey, the monkey that is, you know, has been tagged, jumps a lot farther and higher than other monkeys. And there's just it's a lot of fun. Oh yeah, you may have been, wondering or confused at that's called Gorilla Tag, and at first I was calling them gorillas, but then I slowly started calling them monkeys, but everyone calls them monkeys, even though they're gorillas. But yeah, it's free. I would recommend getting it. Like, even if it becomes not free in the future, I'd still get it. It's very fun, and there's a lot of cool things that you can do. Now, you can't, climb up a completely vertical wall, but you can do something called wall climbing, which is basically taking two walls that are intercepting with each other, going inwards and facing, not you, but facing outwards. Basically, you can climb up them by swinging your arms in a 45 degree, angle, and you climb up there, and then once you get up there, you can also do this thing called wall running, which is where you put your hand against the wall and just do a straight motion across the wall. And if you do it right, you can get very far into the map. You can get to this big, big stump that's like almost the size of the walls. It's like half the size of the big wall boundaries. And yeah, that's Gorilla Tag VR. I would, 10 out of 10, would recommend playing. Next VR game we're going to be talking about is Job Simulator. Anyone who has heard of VR has probably heard of Job Simulator, because it's, like, the poster game, poster boy, whatever you want to call it, of VR. I definitely recommend getting it if you have not already. Basically what you can do is you can run around doing little jobs in a, robot-only world. There's, like, four jobs that you can do right now. There's a auto mechanic, which you can, like, mess around with cars and stuff. And you don't even have to, like, give the, people what they want, really. You can give them whatever you want, on almost all of the jobs. But there's auto mechanic, you mess with cars. There's a, fine diner or whatever. Basically a restaurant thing working where you are the cook, and you can turn on music, you can give people wine and all that. And there's this one there's this one task where a person wants pizza, but they're allergic tomato sauce. And so you have the option to give them tomato sauce or not. And so if you want to, you could literally, like, well, I don't even know if robots are allergic to anything, but you could give them tomato sauce or tomatoes, even though they're allergic to it. And I'm pretty sure there's a special, like, thing that happens when you do that. And yeah, it's pretty fun. Next one, we have the, you have a cashier. So, as a cashier, you can, do a lot. It's basically cashier at a gas station. And, yeah, there's hot dogs that you can give people, popsicles, you can give people candy, and there's a bunch of lottery tickets. And if you want, you can go through all the lottery tickets trying to find a winning number like I did. That was, not gonna lie, kind of fun, of just sitting there and just doing it all. And then there is an office working job where you can just sit there and work in an office. And your boss needs you to do things like hire new people. You can, like, print a bunch of different things. Like, there's a way to 3D print things in there. Like, you don't even have to put, like, papers or anything in the printer. You can just put, like, a freaking disc in there, and it'll print out another disc. There is a disc that you can play Flappy Bird on, or I think it's called, like, Flappy Robot in the game, so they don't get, you know, copyrighted. But yeah, that is, Job Simulator. 9 out of 10, would recommend. It's a very good game, and if you've never played any VR games before, I'd definitely get this one first. Or, the next game I'm going to be talking about, Super Hot VR. I definitely recommend getting this as your first game, or, like, one of your first games that you get on a VR headset. But basically, if you've seen The Matrix, I've seen a lot of people compare it to The Matrix, movies, where basically every time you move, the world moves. And you have to beat up all these red guys that they don't have any facial features. All they have is, just basically a plain body that's just red and kind of, like, polygonish and blocky and all that. It's pretty fun. But basically, again, back to what I was saying earlier, when you move, everything else moves. So if someone's, like, shooting a bullet at you, you can just dodge it because the bullet will only move when you move. You can, like, throw, like, knives and stuff to kill people. There are guns, but they have a limited ammo. So you have to, you know, use the ammo wisely. There's a lot of different, like, levels that are very fun, and some are very hard. Like, one, you have a bunch of, Uzis, and you have to gun down a bunch of people coming at you. But the thing is, they all have guns, too, and they're trying to kill you. So, yeah. You have to kill all them before, you know, they kill you. You also get a few ninja stars for once you run out of ammo, if you can hit them with those. Which, I can't, because I got bad aim. But, yeah, it's pretty fun. Also, when you, shoot bullets, the time moves forward a bit more than, a bit faster than normal. And, yeah, pretty fun. And the overarching story of how, you know, you play the game, and it's a VR game inside of a VR game. Basically, like, every now and then you'll take breaks from your VR headset that's in the VR game. Very weird, I know. I know, it's very weird. But the overarching story of, like, having to kill yourself and blah 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 because the game wants you to, and that's the only way to progress. It's pretty cool and fun, and the overarching story of the game being, like, a virus on your computer that just makes you, like, text all your friends and stuff, hey, you should play Super Hot VR, hey, you should play Super Hot VR, and yeah, it's a great overarching story and just great game in general. But yeah, those are, most of the VR games I have right now. I may make an updated version of this list when I get more VR games, so, yeah. Also, I would rate Super Hot VR a 10 out of 10. Definitely would recommend as your first VR game. You can kind of get a little motion sick in it, but not really. So, yeah, that's the end of episode 1, VR.